There you go.
Okay, thanks. As chair of the Board of Education, I find that due to the state of emergency declared by the governor as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and in accordance with the governor's emergency order number 12, pursuant to Executive Order 2020-04, this public body is authorized to meet electronically. Please note that there is no physical location to observe and listen contemporaneously to this meeting, which was authorized pursuant to the governor's emergency order. However, in accordance with the emergency order, I am confirming that we are providing public access to the meeting by telephone. We are using regular telephone conference call for this electronic meeting. All members of the board have the ability to communicate contemporaneously during this meeting through this platform, and the public has access to contemporaneously listen and, if necessary, participate in this meeting through dialing the following phone number, 800-356-8278 and password 125563.
Hi.
You can find...
Would you like... I have some potatoes and a sweet potato there.
Sally, you need to mute yourself.
Sorry.
I would like some potato salad, though, if you have some. We are... more information about this meeting is on education.nh.gov. You tab over to the State Board of Education portion under Who We Are tab, and you will find the agenda and meeting minutes and everything you need for this meeting. We previously gave notice to the public of the necessary information for accessing the meeting, including how to access the meeting telephonically. Instructions have also been provided on the website for the board, which I just mentioned. Danielle, if anybody has a problem, do they call? Is there another number they can call besides the 800 number that we gave them? Somebody can't access it through that number or has a technical issue?
There is usually another number, but I'm not sure of it.
I don't have it.
1 second. Let me check.
I'll just continue.
We do also have a 1-857-444-0744.
Great.
And
all
I just wanted to check too, right before. I do have another number that's labeled as a speaker, and I just want to make sure I know who it is. I have a 603-355-8961.
Is that line unmuted so they can speak?
Yes. This is Christopher Smith and Anthony Toscano for Our Lady of Mercy Academy.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. In the event the public is unable to access the meeting will be adjourned and rescheduled. Please note that all votes that are taken during this meeting shall be done by roll call vote. And we will start the meeting by taking roll call attendance. So, Angela, why don't we just do that to make it official going down the line?
All right, I'm going to repeat. If you could just state your name, I'm going to state your name, and if you could just let me confirm your location and if anybody is present with you. Sally Griffin?
I am present. Sally Griffin, present. I'm meeting in Guilford, New Hampshire at my home, and my husband is in another office, and my son and his wife are ready to leave, so I will be alone here in this room.
Okay. Ann Lane?
I am here by myself with two dogs.
Kate Cassidy?
I'm just here.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm by myself.
Cindy Shagman?
Here at my kitchen table in Bedford, New Hampshire. So, totally alone.
Wonderful. Phil Nazaro will not be attending. Helen Honoro?
I'm in my office with the door closed.
Thank you. And Drew Klein.
I am in the State Board of Education room, the meeting room, with the doors closed alone. My two dogs are unfortunately at home.
Okay. And this is Angela Adams. And I just want to remind everyone, if you are online and not speaking, if you could please make sure you mute your line because it really creates a lot of background noise. Thank you.
And Anne, is that your dog?
Yes, it is.
Considered in mine or being quiet.
Okay. Let's go ahead and do the Pledge of Allegiance. If everybody can stand, I will trust that you're standing and facing whatever flag is closest to you. And I'll give a countdown, 3, 2, 1. Pledge allegiance,
to the flag of the United States of America.
To the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, everybody at the same time threw me off there. It was like saying it in the round. I think we're going to have to work on that for next time. Everybody practice. All right. Up first, we have student versus Deerfield School Board. Are the parties on the line?
Good morning. Yes, good morning. Mr. and Mrs. Nickel.
Hello. Thank you for coming. And the school board?
Yes, good morning. This is Dean Eckert, Wadley Starn Peters for the school board.
Okay. And Dean, do you have anybody else with you, the superintendent or anybody there with you?
I believe
good
the
morning,
superintendent.
Yes, good morning. This is Patty Sherman, superintendent.
Okay. So, Mr. and Ms. Nichols, you have the option, should you choose, to do this in non-public session. If you would like to do that, we will have to get off this call and call into a different for a different session so that it's just us on there. If you would like to do that, the option is absolutely yours.
Yes, that is the option we would prefer. Non-public session, please.
Okay. All right, so we are going to have to end this call. Everybody who is on the line who's not a board member, if you're a member of the public, if you're here for the public hearing, if you're a reporter, we will come back and restart this meeting afterwards. Danielle, they cannot stay on the line, correct? They'll have to call back in?
Yes.
Okay. This is a little tricky, and this is why one reason I don't like these electronic meetings is when we go into non-public session, we will come back, but if you're already on the line, you don't necessarily know when we're going to come back on. So is it, let me just check if it's possible, Danielle, for you. You have the phone numbers of everybody who is currently on the line, correct?
That is correct.
Is it possible to text or to call them, to notify them when we're coming back in?
Possibly. one second.
Or do a group text?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're probably not all cell phones. So mm-hmm. if somebody's
yeah,
calling.
Yeah, they may not all be cell phones.
I just want to make sure that everybody who is wanting to listen to this meeting has the chance to listen to it, doesn't get booted off. So I know that Amanda Phelps can notify everybody who is attending for the public hearing. She has all their contact info. So we'll make sure they get notified. I didn't know if there are any members of the public or any members of the media who are participating. I want to make sure that they're included and they don't miss any of the meeting when we come back on.
Drew, when we hang up, are we just calling back the same number and the same PIN?
I believe so, but I have to check with Danielle.
Okay.
Okay. So what we'll do, we'll call back same number, same PIN, but it'll be a closed meeting, so people who aren't part of the board or part of this hearing will not be allowed access in. And that's the process for these Manifest Education Hardship meetings. If the parents want to go non-public, they have the right to do that. So, Danielle, do you have, so we, I know we have three people signed up for the public hearing, and we have their contact info.
That was great.
So we, I will make sure that Amanda lets them know when we're back in. That would be Carl Ladd, Bonnie Dunham, and Megan Tuttle. So the three of you, you will get a notice when we come back. You won't miss anything. If there's, is there anybody else on the line that we need to notify?
Basically, I do have some people from, I do have Christopher Smith and Anthony Toscano from from one of the non-public schools.
Oh, right. Okay. well, yeah, I think we have their contact info. We'll let them know, right? You can give them a call. So I anticipate this will be... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nope, I'm all set.
Okay, you're all set. All right. So we have everybody's number. This... We can't say for sure how long this will take. Usually it's about 30 minutes. So if you are on the line, we're going to go off. We'll end this public part of the meeting right now. We're going to go into non-public session. We will give you a call and let you know when we're coming back into public session so that nobody misses that. All right. And we can post, we can probably post something to the website as well so that anybody who's not in the meeting now will know that what's going on. All right.
Drew, this is Angela. I'm just going to reach out to Grant and just see if he can post on the State Board webpage when we're back in session.
Sure.
And that way, if folks are on the line, if you could just monitor that webpage, I think yes, we could do that. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect.
Yeah. That would be great. Again, that's education.nh.gov/who we are with dashes, or rather hyphens between the who, the we, and the are, / State Board of Education with hyphens between each of those words. All right. So let's go ahead and end this call, Danielle.
I'll end the conference.
Yep, and then we'll all call back in.
All right, sounds good.